I like it.
I love it.
Sad.
Angry.
Share it. Retweet it. My feed.
Hello, hello. It's Friday, so as always, it's time to talk about what's happening online, and in some ways, what's happening online is what's happening, right? That's the world we live in. This week, from Greta Thunberg, memes to cannabis, it's time to take a social media deep dive, or even maybe just the shallow end. I don't know. It depends where we go with Tom Tilley. He presents Hack on Triple J. Tom, welcome.
G'day. Great to be here.
So you're going to be keeping my seat warm. Mm. I love that term. I don't know what it quite means. I mean, you might stand, for instance, but you will be presenting RN Drive for a couple of days next week. You must be very excited.
I'm daunted. I hear
daunted.
I know one thing about the RN audience, they do not suffer fools. And I can be a bit foolish sometimes.
Have you met me? They're fine. They will love you. They have been putting up with me for about 5 years, mate, so you'll be right.
Good to hear.
Yeah, no, they will love you. And yes, Tom will be on your radio while I sort of dabble in parenting next week on school holidays. Now, you've had a huge week speaking with world-renowned conservationist Sir David Attenborough. He had some choice words for our politicians.
You are keepers of an extraordinary section of the Earth, of the surface of this planet, including the Barrier Reef. What you say, what you do, really, really matters.
So, backtrack. You spoke to him. Tell me about this conversation.
Yeah, it was amazing. I got a 40-minute sit-down with David Attenborough in London last month, and he was incredible. He was generous, intelligent. And when I asked him about Australian politics, he didn't hold back. The one question I really wanted to get from him was, why did you single us out in that UK parliamentary committee in July? I think it came as a shock to a lot of people, probably our politicians, when he listed us along the US as essentially having climate deniers in power. It was pretty strong stuff, and they kind of just brushed over it and moved on. But a lot of us here in Australia didn't forget it. So yeah, I got to ask him that question, and he said basically the previous government had been on the right track when it comes to climate change, and the government in power now clearly aren't.
How have our politicians reacted? Because, you know, this critique is not new. Many people have been making it, but he is a particularly strong voice or an influential voice.
They haven't really responded to David Attenborough. They've preferred to respond to Greta Thunberg and go quite hard on her. We took 3 days to get a government reaction to our interview with Sir David Attenborough. We asked for the Minister for Environment. We asked for the Minister for Energy and
emissions
reduction. Eventually, we got the good old resources minister to come on the show and actually respond, Matt Canavan. Yeah, so they weren't keen to talk about it, basically. I mean, why would you want to go head-to-head with Sir David Attenborough? He's everyone's childhood hero. Matt Canavan did, and he was quite measured and played a straight bat and said, you know, he's entitled to his opinion, but I'm also looking after people's jobs and well-being and trying to balance the economy with the environment.
The conundrum. Mm. Now, let's move to, you've already mentioned her, but Greta Thunberg, and there's been so many posts about Greta Thunberg doing the rounds. One in particular caught your eye, Tom, where she's been compared to Joan of Arc.
Yeah, this was a great little meme. So they basically had this meme cut together with pictures of Joan of Arc, Jane Austen, Sojourner Truth, who escaped slavery, Anne Frank and Malala from Pakistan. And basically they said, when you're commenting about Greta Thunberg, you do well to remember that Joan of Arc led an army, Jane Austen wrote her first book, Sojourner Truth escaped slavery, Anne Frank kept her journal, and Malala won the Nobel Prize at the same age. So there's an incredible legacy of young women, or technically girls, just doing incredibly powerful things. And I saw another really interesting article in this space that David Suzuki's daughter, at the age of 12, Severne Culler Suzuki, actually travelled to Rio to address a UN summit and made a very similar speech. It wasn't focused on climate change, just broader environmental conservation in general, but essentially making the same point that the young people are coming for you.
Good luck to you. Hey, something amazing has happened for someone we all love here, and that's the ABC's Mark Humphreys. He made a video and then Greta Thunberg shared it.
Yes.
I think it's what? It's like 8 million yes. likes. Let's just hear a bit of it.
Hi. I'm a middle-aged man with an embarrassing problem. I get irrationally angry at a Swedish girl who wants to save the planet. Luckily, there's now a number I can call.
Hello, you've called the Greta Thunberg helpline.
If you're a grown adult who needs to yell at a child for some reason, the Greta Thunberg helpline is here to tolerate you.
She's just fueling needless anxiety. She's making the end of the world sound like it's the end of the world.
This whole charade's gone too far. Now I see she's speaking in front of a mock UN.
So that was the real UN.
Now she's talking in front of a mock UN. It was just so good. And then when she retweeted it, given she is now like one of the most famous people in the world, the whole world watched.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing for Mark Humphries and the team. And we all knew they were good, but this takes them to another level. But they just seem to, one thing they seem to really nail in those skits is the angry white man. Mark's able to play that character alarmingly well. But they really nail it in that piece, and it has largely been, middle-aged white commentators who are slamming her the hardest.
Look, she's got a way of pressing people's buttons, it seems.
Yeah.
A lot of buttons being pressed this week.
Yeah. I was talking to Richard Glover this week, and his audience on ABC Sydney were really divided about this. There was a lot of critique for Greta Thunberg and her, I guess, really strong, sometimes very extreme language, and it is really divisive. Much harder to criticise Sir David Attenborough.
Yeah, that's very interesting. All right, let's talk about the ACT, where residents will be able to legally possess and grow cannabis from January next year. But the legislation conflicts with Commonwealth laws prohibiting the possession of cannabis, and now politicians federally are talking about it, whether they're going to override it. It seems they're not, right?
Well, apparently it's going to be quite complicated in a legislative sense to actually do that. So when I spoke to the ACT Chief Minister, he seemed pretty comfortable with the fact that it would be just basically too hard basket for the federal government to do anything about it. But they have changed the Marriage Act around the ACT before. They do have form and they seem to be really angry about it. Peter Dutton described it as a dangerous move.
And how have your listeners on Hack been responding to the news?
They're loving it.
Are they?
Well, a lot of people really supportive. Like, there's people that just love smoking weed, but there's also people who really believe in the harm minimization ethos, which is at the core of that. And so the reason why they're doing it is because they don't think that people who are arrested for fairly small amounts of cannabis should be brought into the criminal justice system. And that's what harm minimization advocates have been saying for a long time. The interesting follow-up question to that was, how's that any different from, say, cocaine or MDMA? And he's like, well, we might consider that in the future as well.
Our radio programs are going to be busy if they go down that road, Tom. Tom Tilley, thank you for coming on My Feed, and good luck pretending to be me.
Yeah.
Are you going to start wearing jumpsuits? I love wearing jumpsuits.
Yeah, jumpsuits are in. George Michael tunes are in.
Yeah.
What else do I do? How else do I live up to the hype?
Apparently interrupting politicians a lot.
Well, they need to be interrupted.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll be interrupting them a similar amount.
Ooh, good luck with the response to that. It's always rather divisive. Tom, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Tom Tilley presents Hack on Triple J. He'll be joining you for a couple of days on RN Drive next week. Up next, it's The Drawing Room.